From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, July 27th, 2026. Workplaces in Arkansas have been smoke-free for two decades. Policymakers and health officials gathered at the Arkansas State Capitol last week to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the state's Clean Indoor Air Act. Barbara Cumby helped build support for the legislation in her former capacity as advocacy director with the American Heart Association. She says she worked alongside lawmakers, the American Cancer Society, and the American Lung Association to help shepherd the bill through the legislature.
It wasn't just the three national health organizations. It was everyone around this state that believed that all Arkansans deserve to breathe clean air. Yes, it is a personal right. We have a personal right to breathe clean air, and all we were saying was, take it outside.
The bill ultimately passed alongside companion legislation banning smoking in cars where children in car seats are present. Craig Wilson, president and CEO of the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, says the laws are part of a larger strategy to tobacco cessation.
And what was once the norm became abnormal. The act became a part of the body of laws and regulations and institutional policies alongside taxation, point-of-sale strategies, cessation programs, and T21 legislation that have worked to reduce tobacco use and the preventable deaths that are caused by it.
Wilson says the state should also raise taxes on tobacco and pass restrictions on flavored tobacco products. Longtime Northwest Arkansas real estate developer Jim Lindsay died earlier this month at the age of 81. Kyle Kellums from partner station KUAF in Fayetteville has this remembrance.
Lindsay starred as a football Razorback during the mid-1960s, played professionally with the Minnesota Vikings, and then later founded Lindsay & Associates, a leading real estate company in the region. When Jim Lindsay was interviewed for his induction into the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame in 2010, he recalled his early years in real estate.
We went full speed into the real estate business. Mr. Gable moved over from his company and became a partner with me here. And we just started with about four agents. We now have 250 agents. But the beginnings of it was with me and him and four people here in Fayetteville out of a house down here that was on Highway 71. I got into the apartment business because I had a particular piece of land that I couldn't use for anything else, and I built a 16 unit apartment building on it, and it rented before dark the day that we opened it, and I recognized certainly there was a market there at that time, and we just stepped off and started going to two buildings and then three buildings and then decided to do 10 buildings and then 20 buildings and just grew into it.
Lindsay later served on the University of Arkansas Board of Trustees.
That was KUAF's Kyle Kellums reporting. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture has received federal funding to bring more fresh produce into schools. The department says it received $3.3 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program to provide students with fresh fruits and vegetables as snacks outside of breakfast or lunch. Arkansas Democrat-Gazette says schools will be funded based on the free or reduced lunch program eligibility. The department will begin administering the funds in October, and more than 160 schools are expected to participate. City of Hot Springs will soon seek bids to demolish St. Joseph's Regional Health Center. The infirmary was built in 1927 and, among other services, stood as the dorms for the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Science, and the Arts. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports the cost of demolition has grown over the last few years. Deputy City Manager Lance Spicer told the paper cost of abatement for hazardous materials, including asbestos, could cost up to $2 million, with demolition costs adding around $4 million to that total. And today we are under an extreme heat warning. We have a high of 103 degrees today. Heat index could push beyond 110. Tomorrow will be just as hot. A break may come Wednesday when temperatures are forecasted to drop into the mid-90s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.